I'm Rebecca Kent, Special Projects Editor at EG, and I'm standing here with William Jewson, who is Development Director at Howard Group, which is a Cambridge-based development company. We've just had the Cambridge Question Time panel, and there was a lot of discussion about the demand for R&D companies to be located in Cambridge. It's in your interest to make sure they have the accommodation, and there was some very strong sentiment you made about the kind of space you're thinking about providing down the line for them.
That's right. So Howard Group owns property in Sawston, to the south of Cambridge, where it's currently promoting a 200,000 square foot business park specifically aimed at R&D companies who will complement and support the life science businesses on the science parks around us. And if we're fortunate enough to get planning consent in the new year, we will consider making undertaking a spec development of 60,000 square feet of R&D and office space. It's something we're contemplating at the Howard Group. It's not something that's been agreed at this time, but we are seriously considering it because the sorts of occupiers which our buildings will appeal to don't like to wait sort of 18 months for a new building. They don't think and plan typically that far ahead. What they like to see is a building that's coming out of the ground, so they know that it's going to be completed, and very often they like to engage with the developer as is the building is being built and then have it refined to their requirements. And this is something that we're looking to try and do, but remain subject to planning and all sorts of other approvals.
Well, what are all those things? What sort of factors need to come together for you to make this happen? Because that's potentially great news for Cambridge.
It could be, yeah. So, I mean, planning being the fundamental one, we never take planning for granted. It's a process that has to be gone through. It's with South Cams at the moment. We very much hope that we'll get to December's planning committee, but there's nothing is certain. In one of the frustrations in our world, planning is always uncertain, so we don't take that for granted. But if and when we get planning consent for this business park, the next decision for the company, the Howard Group, to make is about whether we wait for a pre-let and then start the build, or whether we spec build. And we know, although it's a riskier approach in some ways, that if we start to build, we'll have a bigger market to talk to in terms of occupiers. And if we wait for an occupier to come along and say, yeah, I like what you've got planning for, because if we wait for them to come to us, as I say, they're looking at 18 months probably until they can walk into the building. But if we can start, then obviously they will be looking at perhaps only 12 months or even less before they can occupy the building, and that very often fits in with their time frames. But this is a big decision, and it's not one that's been made at this time.
Really appealing. And what do you think someone who would potentially occupy that sort of space would be? Someone coming from outside of Cambridge, or would it be?
Well, it could be. I mean, the answer is, although we're not actively marketing the scheme at the moment, people talk and are aware of our proposal. Some are, and we are seeing inquiries from both mid-sized startup type and startup type local occupiers, but also some big names coming in from outside of the area who are looking to get into the Cambridge area to take advantage of all the great things that we have to offer as a city.
Yeah. Tell me more about Howard Group and your scheme at the moment and where it's at.
Okay, so Howard Group is a regional investor developer. We principally invest in out-of-town retail, business parks, offices and student accommodation. And we very often develop our own stock, which is what I do, but we also develop to sell and trade to institutions, and we also develop in joint venture with typically Cambridge colleges, landed estates, other family businesses and charities. Those sorts of long-term strategic owners of property are good partners for us, and that's what we do. So Sawston specifically is owned by the Howard Group, and it sits in its investment portfolio. Today it's an industrial estate and a trade park, but part of our role is to add value through the development process and create really high quality investments for our shareholders. So on this occasion, that's what we're doing in Sawston. But we're also active working for Cambridge College at the moment. We're doing 270 student rooms for St Edmunds College in the centre of Cambridge. It was a very important scheme for Howard Group, and a number of other local and regional retail parks and other commercial developments, which we're bringing forward at various stages at this time.
And how important is the education and R&D sectors to business at Howard Group?
Completely important. I mean, extremely important, because our customers, you know, are the businesses that come out of the university on many occasions, and all the things that you know, make Cambridge attractive as a place for people who want to be are our occupiers. So yes, it's extremely important to us.
All right, William Dewson from Howard Group. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.